Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and I'm Blue Abadie Abadie. Smurf, Grover, Tobias, Cookie Monster, Max Rebo, and some whales are excited for this one. Joining us today are the usual Blue Velvets, including Kevin, you my boy, Blue, Jager.
You my boy, Blue! You my boy!
Kimberly, our Blue Valentine Game Master, not official babysitter for the hour.
Well, hello.
And with us today is a person you follow and love and is here to talk about Avatar. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to Friend of the Show.
Friend of the Show.
The Broadway Disher.
Hey. Wait, thanks. I'm already wasted.
Perfect.
Great.
Amazing. Friend of the show. What is this show? The one though. This is the show.
This.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know. On that note, like, what are you drinking?
I started this morning with like a sensible kind of Bloody Mary sitch. You know, like the equity one before rehearsal, the one before rehearsal, and then the one after the equity one after. Well, I like after lunch. I kind of moved to some martinis.
Oh yeah.
And now I'm like, I don't know. I'm think I'm moving to wine. I'm not sure because like I had like some kind of Jaeger bombs. I don't know. Now that I'm a thing, people send me a lot of alcohol that they want me to promote because I'm an influencer, like a Broadway influencer.
Totally.
So, you know, I like whatever they sent me. A lot of Blue, though. Yeah, a lot of like Avatar Gin is like a huge, huge fan of sending other people things. So.
Sure.
That's amazing.
Well,
I have to jump in, Brian, because I am so excited that you're here because like, I love all of the drama and like you bring it to us every day. Like your feed is amazing. You fill us with everything we all really want to know. So I just want you to tell us, because we're all so excited about the opening of Avatar, but we need to know, what was your favorite piece of drama that came out of all of this? Because you've been like in there and telling us everything.
I mean, look, my favorite piece of drama is that everything blew up in their face and I became the star. So, I mean, it's not like it shouldn't be drama. Like, that's just truth that I should have been from second one.
Right.
When, like, you know, getting thrown out of the audition or getting, like, leaving those auditions and then, you know, just kind of, like, hanging around the rehearsals, like, just, you know, like... in a janitor outfit, just kind of doing research because usually they wear blue as well. And I just, you know, would like peek in. And I just feel like these people needed to go down, and they did. And so I, you know, I'm so honest with my fans, with you guys. I'm so honest with the people below me that they, you know, have no choice but to look up to me because they are below me. So, you know, I just feel like the greatest piece of drama was that I became a star. I mean,
oh my God.
Yeah. And
did you ever?
Thank you. Yeah. I really, yeah. I know. I did.
Well, have you seen it? What can we expect when it opens up in just a couple of days here, in a couple of hours, really?
Well, I mean, I don't think people are ready for it, you know, like, you know, all my posts say, y'all, I'm not ready, you know, like, I feel like people look at things like Hamilton and look at things like, you know, there's a lot of hype around Huge Jeekman, the music thing. Like, I feel like there's a lot of hype around that, but people are not ready for Avatar because what it's going to give you is heart, the heart of the Navisians, is what I believe the Navi are called, the Navisians. And okay. I feel like people have never seen Navision representation like this on a stage. Oh, wow. I feel that people aren't ready for the magic, the literal magic that happens on stage. And I feel like people just aren't ready to see this. Like literally they're not ready. We're not ready, but you know, we're still doing it. So
great.
Yeah.
Of course,
thanks.
Of course. Yeah. That was an excellent, excellent, answer. And I think we're all very excited to see, you know, we're not ready, but I think we're excited, but you're right. We're not ready.
Right. You're not ready. No, we're not ready. Not ready.
The amount of like not ready I am makes me feel like I'm ready to not be ready.
I mean, and I feel that's how the entire production is not ready. I feel like we could have hashtag not ready and sell it in the lobby, you know, like the AHAM like hats, like maybe we just have not read. Like I feel like that is a
I mean, what kind of energy to bring to a show for everyone in the theater space, those on stage and off, to just not be ready?
To not be ready. And I feel like that's when people are the most open, when they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
When they don't know what's coming, nor do they know what they're doing, you know, on stage. I feel like it, you know, everyone talks about like, how do you do 8 shows a week and keep it fresh? If you don't know what you're doing, it's always fresh.
Absolutely.
Never the same show twice.
It's never the same show twice because I don't remember what I did the day before because I'm so in it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it. So I, you know, that's kind of like, I hate to give away my kind of trade secrets, but it is how I live my career, is if you don't know it, you'll never be wrong.
Totally. Yeah. What a good philosophy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, Kevin, sorry. Yeah.
What can we, like, so we're all excited about Avatar's opening, which is going to be great. But like, what can we expect also from you going forward? What's more on the horizon for you? The Broadway District. Well, what are you going
to? I feel, you know, like somebody told my agent the other day, and who, you know, and he's not an agent like full time. Like he, you know, obviously works, like has a restaurant. But when he is working as my agent, they told him that this was a real jumping off point for me and that I should jump, that I should absolutely jump. They said it's like, I'm in the stratosphere. Like my jumping off point should be the stratosphere after this. And I absolutely should take that step and jump. And I, you know, that was like such great feedback. So I think honestly for me, obviously, you know, I hate thinking about awards and Tonys, but, you know, obviously like that'll happen, for me. And, you know, I think, I'm really excited to launch my makeup removers after being blue for so much. Even though I did want to be pink, but I guess, you know, Navisions are always blue.
Sure, sure.
Just like always have, I like to keep on the nail polish, the blue nail polish, because then you walk around and everyone's like, oh, she's an avatar, because they see my blue nail polish. And yeah, it's that thing. So, I mean, I don't really have anything lined up per se, but I will keep being completely honest in my Twits feed and bringing people down who don't hire me.
Which is amazing, and we're all here for it. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Honesty. Well, it's honest. It's transparency. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're just not ready for it.
They're not ready. I'm not ready. You're not ready. Hashtag not red.
Yeah. Well, on that note, are we all ready to play a game?
I think I'm ready to play a game.
Is anyone ready to play a game? But if you are, then we will.
If you don't know how to play, it'll never be wrong. See, it applies to everything.
It does.
Yeah.
I'll give you guidelines. We won't call them rules because who knows?
Great. Yeah. Guidelines. That's like the regular lines in Avatar. Guidelines.
Right.
Exactly. We'll play a quick round of dirty hands on a hard body. So everyone has one hand that is now clean. You'll put it on the table in front of you. And then it's a categories game. So we will go around. We're on Zoom. So in my view, I have Brian, then me, then our disher, then Kevin, and then we go all the way around that way. If you stutter or repeat something that someone has said already, then one hand goes up, and that is your dirty hand. You are out of the round, and then you get to pick the next category for the group, and then we play till one person wins.
Okay.
So it's super easy to start.
Colors.
Great. I will start, and then we'll go around. So I'll just start with the color blue.
Who's next?
Broadway disher.
Oh, and what do I do?
Another color.
Oh, pink.
Rapid fire. There we go.
Oh, yes. Okay, got it. Okay, great.
I said blue. You can say?
Pink.
Great.
Orange.
Yellow.
Red.
Brown.
Green.
Russet.
What?
Russet? Peach.
Burnt sienna.
Turquoise.
Teal.
Chartreuse.
Fusion.
Mauve. Yeah, that's a color, right?
Yeah.
Or is it mauve?
Either.
Okay.
The terrible name.
Did we say purple?
No.
No. Did we say purple?
No.
No, say purple.
Purple.
Gold.
Butthole pink.
Yep.
Is that a different shade than normal pink, I'm assuming?
It really is.
Yeah. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to put my hand up after that because there's nothing you can really respond after that one. So yeah. I'm going to give the new category for the three of you.
Okay.
Your category is musicals that you're excited to see on Broadway.
Okay. So Brian, you'll start.
I guess I'll start with Avatar.
Sure. The Music Man.
Pearly.
Sure.
Anything that the Broadway disher does. I'm not ready.
That covers a lot of shows that are coming. A lot.
A title, Brian. A title.
The revival of Mamma Mia.
Oh, Broadway disher would be great in that.
Company.
The puppet version of Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh yeah, Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I hope
waving through a window is going to be tough, though.
I would, you know, speaking of blue things, like I would love to see a Sonic the Hedgehog musical.
The rolling would be great.
The rolling,
so much rolling. Yeah.
Oh, Starlight Express. They can use the same theater.
Yeah, and Rex.
Oh my God! Yes.
To go along with that, I'm gonna say Ice Castles.
Totally.
I'd love to play the blind girl.
Oh my God, that would be incredible.
We're not ready for it, for sure.
You're not ready for that.
No.
I'm gonna bow out because I have nothing else I'm excited about.
Literally nothing
else.
We've reached the end of Brian's excitement, and we have the two ladies here who are going to be playing for the finale with the category that Brian will give us now, which is
things that are blue.
Things that are blue. Okay. Brian, who should go first?
Kimberly, I think you should start this off.
Things that are blue. Blue markers.
My soul.
Wow.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not black. It's like off black. So it's blue.
Right.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Oh, yeah.
Blue. Indigo. Yeah.
Blue M&Ms.
Blue Lagoon.
Sure.
Blue eyes.
Blue cheese.
Blue moons.
Blew my audition.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I agree.
That's right. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Blue
oceans.
Oceans.
Blue oceans. Blue my producer.
Yeah, I mean. If that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kimberly?
Blue whales.
Whoa.
Oh, dear. That Leanne Rimes song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you didn't even have to say that. I totally understood.
I knew what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And then blue suede shoes, if we're going with songs.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I wasn't. I was kind of going with a mood, but, you know, it's fine. A tone. I think I lose.
Oh, Kimberly.
I think I have to put my blue nail polish hand up.
Oh.
Or was that the last one?
I think that might have been the last one. I think she might have smacked you with her blue nail polish hand.
My blue nail polish avatar hand.
Well,
and she just won. And a callback to her hand. I love it.
That's been cheers. Dirty hands on a hard body. Cheers.
That brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for joining us. We're all very excited for Avatar on Broadway. Again, you can open April 1st. You can go to avataronbroadway.com. That's Avatar with two Vs, avataronbroadway.com, Avatar with two Vs for tickets and more information. Thank you, Broadway District, so much for joining us. We really, really appreciated it.
My God, you guys.
Broadway District, they should all be following you anyways, but where can they be finding you on like the social medias?
At the Broadway Disher.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
Broadway Disher. Also, please don't tag me in reviews. I don't live my life by them.
That's just
so
rude. Totally. Yeah. I understood.
Yeah.
We end every episode with a quote. And this quote is, "Our great mother does not take sides, Jake. She protects the balance of life." Obviously a quote from the Avatar film that we hope makes it into the musical. So we look for, yeah, that was,
it's good to have hopes.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Well, that's what we all have. We're not ready. We have
not red.
Not red. Yeah. We're not red.
Again, not red.
Avatar on Broadway.com with two V's. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And as we end every episode, we raise a glass and we say, Zutu.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.